This is The Tranquillusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, say some words over relaxing music with the purpose of temporarily quelling intrusive or stressful thoughts by replacing them with some absolutely inconsequential ones. Note, this is not the usual kind of illusionist. You will not learn anything about language at all. In fact, the main objective of The Tranquillusionist is to switch your brain off, and hopefully you're asleep before the end. But if you'd like this, you can find several more Tranquillusionists in the pod feed and at theillusionist.org/tranquillusionist. All of the music is composed specially by Martin Austwick of palebirdmusic.com. Just before we get into the Tranquil Times, I wanted to tell you about two events I have coming up. There's the all-new Illusionist live show at the London Podcast Festival on the 4th of September, and this time you can watch it via live stream as well as being in the room. Patreons, you get 20% discount on tickets. Your code is at patreon.com/illusionist. Everyone else, tickets are linked at theillusionist.org/events. Also go to that page to find out about the Raise Three Fingers fundraising event for Myanmar in London on the 22nd of August. There will be comedy, art, food, music, the likes of Laura Marling and Get Kate Where Kate Flyer playing. And the day is being hosted by me and Mimi A, who you heard talking about writing her excellent recipe book Mandalay on the Food Into Words episode. So, theillusionist.org/events for more information about both of these. Alright, time to give your internal monologue a break for a bit. On with The Tranquillusionist. Today I will be reading from the book 282 Ways of Making a Salad, compiled by B.B. Daniels and Jill Allgood in 1950. I always find salad a bit of a semantically complicated word, because etymologically it means salted, so like vegetables that had been salted for preservation, but I don't think that's really what says salad to people now. But if a salad is just chopped vegetables, which I think some people would associate it with, how do you explain egg salad, which is a chopped egg? And then if you think, well, is salad supposed to be just chopped things, then how do you explain the ones that are a big mold of jellified stuff? I mean, how do you explain those anyway? It's a lot of mysteries. And now we're going to hear about 282 different salad recipes. But are they salads? Some of them, I think, are only tenuously recipes. Oh, and also, a few of the recipes are attributed to celebrities. So, get ready. Green and vegetable salads. 1. French salad. This is the recognised classic among salads. Brackets, editor. 2. Artichoke salad. Cut cold, boiled artichokes in halves and remove the chokes. Serve with mayonnaise or French dressing. See, arguably I wouldn't say find a thing and cut it up is enough of a recipe, but okay. 3. Asparagus and cabbage salad. From Daphne Padell. 4. Baked bean salad. 5. Assorted vegetable salad. The first ingredient is gelatin. 6. Beetroot salad. By Joan Bennett. 7. Broccoli and artichoke salad. By Cyril Fletcher and Betty Astle. 8. Brussels sprout salad. 9. Bunny salad. Does it say who bunny is? It does not, but there is gelatin. 10. Cabbage salad. 11. Carrot salad. 12. Cauliflower. 13. Cauliflower and mixed vegetable salad. By Freddie Greasewood. 14. Cauliflower, tomato and cheese. By Jimmy Durante. 15. Cauliflower salad. 16. Celeriac salad. From William Bendix. 17. Celery salad. 18. Vic Oliver's celery curls. It's more sculpture than a salad recipe. 19. Celery and apple salad. By Robert Donat. 20. Celery sticks, stuffed. 21. Coleslaw salad. 22. Combination salad. Someone might think that combination is the spirit of salad. That's a salad view by Tyrone Power. 23. Cos lettuce and cabbage lettuce salad. Take it from here to the table, says Jimmy Edwards. 24. Cucumber aspic. There's that gelatine. 25. Cucumber and tomato mold, gelatine, from Moira Lister. 26. Dried cabbage salad. 27. Delmonico salad, by Walter Pidgeon. 28. Dinty Moore salad, but it's not by Dinty Moore. Must be in tribute to Dinty Moore. 29. French bean or runner bean salad, by Anne Southern. 30. French flageolet, brackets, a green bean. Thanks, Yvonne Arno. Ooh, it's beans with mayonnaise and sliced bananas. 31. Garden vegetable salad, by Elizabeth Welch. 32. Garden vegetable salad, by Rosalind Russell. 33. Green salad for a salad bowl, by Vivian Lee and Laurence Olivier. No gelatine for that pair. 34. Green salad, or winter salad, by Kay Stammer. 35. Green salad bowl. 36. Green salad. Don't listen, ladies. It contains spring onions. The more the better. From Stroob. Righto. 36A. Green lady salad. I think they're cheating with the numbering. 37. Have a go mixed salad, by Wilfred Pickles. Really missed an opportunity to do something with pickles in this salad. But he does have a little fun with his name in the recipe itself. Wash the ingredients thoroughly, cut up, chuck them in a bowl and serve with blank, sorry, no advertising salad cream. Everybody helps themselves and a good time is had by all. If they prefer pickles with it, invite them on Wednesdays at 9:30 p.m. I won't repeat that, I'll leave that to your guests. Thank you, Wilfred Pickles, thank you.
38. Leaf lettuce salad, by Gregory Peck. 39. Lettuce and tomato salad, by J.B. Priestley. 40. Leek and endive. 41. Macedoine of fresh vegetables. 42. Mashed potato salad. 43. Mixed salad, by Margaret Lockwood. 44. Mixed salad, by Stuart McPherson. 45. Mixed salad, by no one. 46. Gert and Daisy's mixed salad, by Elsie and Doris Waters. 47. Mixed salad, by Yvonne Arno. 48. Mixed vegetable salad. 49. 149 special, by Joyce Grenville. 50. Mixed vegetable salad, by Sandy McPherson. 51. Mushroom salad. 52. Mushroom and tomato, by Kenneth Horne. 53. Onion slices. This is just a recipe for sliced onions in water. I object. 54. Onion salad. That's got more stuff in, including, wow, sardines, curry powder, hard-boiled eggs, vinegar. It's a punchy salad. 55. Perfection salad. There's the gelatine again. 56. Picnic salad. 57. Pimento and runner beans. 58. Potato salad, by Gilbert Harding. 59. Potato salad. 60. Potato and mixed salad. 61. Potato and bacon salad. 62. Red cabbage salad. 63. Red cabbage salad. 64. Raw vegetable salad, by Jack Warner. 65. Raw vegetable salad. 66. Raisin and carrot salad. There's more raisins in this book than I'm comfortable with. 67. Rose radishes. Again, sculpture. 68. Sauté potato salad. 69. Spinach mold. 70. Spinach and tomato salad. 71. Spring salad, by Marjorie Fielding. 72. Spring salad, by Anne Blythe. 73. String bean salad. 74. Tomato salad à l'épicure deluxe, by Gilbert Harding, who says this salad will adorn even the dreariest. 75. Tomato aspic. That's right, gelatine, you knew it. 76. Tomato salad. No gelatine. 77. Tomato and cucumber salad. 78. Tomato salad, brackets, frozen, including gelatine. 79. Tomato salad, by Rex Harrison. 80. Tomatoes, brackets, stuffed. Multiple choices of stuffing. Stuff it with one of the other salads if you want. 81. Tomato and vegetable salad. 82.
Vegetable Aspic by June Haver. You know what that means. Gelatine. 83. Vegetable Aspic Salad with Chicken. Scatter jellied chicken over the top. 84. Vegetable Salad. 85. Variegated Vegetable Salad. 86. Vegetable Salad for Winter. 87. Vegetable Mold by Yvonne DiCarlo. Gelatine. 88. Vegetable Mold. Gelatine. 89. Waldorf Salad and Mayonnaise Dressing by Anna Ne. 90. Watercress Salad. 91. Winter Salad by Phyllis Calvert. 92. Whole Cabbage Lettuce Salad. And a Postscript Salad by Diana Wingard. Again, the numbering. Outrageous. 93. Quickies. That's basically chopped up things with mayonnaise, which is how some of the non-quickie recipes are. What is the editorial rubric in this book? New section, cheese salads. It does mention that unless the cheese is specified, you can choose your own cheese. And you can grate it, pipe it, or cut it up decoratively. Free play. 94. Cheese Salad Mound. 95. Cheese, Bacon and Garden Salad by Valerie Hobson. 96. Carrot Cheese Balls, which is cheese rolled into balls and rolled in grated carrot. 97. Cheese, Cucumber and Egg by Jack Train. Special note from Jack: this salad is vastly improved with a half pint of sherry. Look, this salad can't stand on its own, Jack, without the booze. Does it deserve to be in the 282 salads? 98. Cheese and Mixed Salad. 99. Cheese and Pineapple by Leslie Mitchell. 100. Cheese and Tomato Aspic by Elizabeth Scott. Yeah, you celebrate the 100 with some gelatine. 101. Cottage Cheese and Lettuce Leaves. 102. Cottage Cheese with Pears, Peaches or Pineapple Rings alliterates. 103. Cucumber and Cheese. 104. Egg and Cheese Salad by Dick Bentley. 105. Nuts and Cheese by Harry Hemsley. 106. Parmesan Cheese Salad by Grace Bradley. 107. Potato and Cheese. 108. Sour Milk Cheese Salad. 109. Sour Milk Cheese and Strawberries. 110. Tomato and Cheese. 111. Wheel Cheese Salad. Wheel is in inverted commas because you lay it out like the spokes of a wheel. The rim is half moons of tomato and the center hub is hard-boiled yolks of eggs, sieved. 112. Sour Milk Cheese Fruit Salad by Jean Simmons. Not the one from the band Kiss. New section, fish salads. They also recommend that you transform a chicken salad into a fish salad by substituting the chicken with fish. You're allowed to be independent with this book. 130. Anchovy and Mixed Salad by Alan Ladd. 114. Crab, brackets, dressed. 115. Asparagus and Prawn Salad. 116. Crab Salad. 117. Crab Salad by Cornell Wilde. 118. Crab and Cucumber Salad. 119. Crab and Cucumber Salad by Dennis Compton. 120. Crayfish by Ben Lyon, star of Hell's Angels. That's me, folks. Thanks, Ben, for pointing that out. 121. Herring Salad. 122. Herring Salad. 123. Indian Salad. 124. Kipper Salad. 125. Lobster Salad by Ray Milland. 126. Lobster Salad a la St. Trinian's by Ronald Searle. In comments, at St. Trinian's, the shell crowns the whole mixture so that the girls can see what they're getting. Later, the claws are used for apple pie beds. Oh, a salad with a prank. No pranks, please. 127. Lobster Salad by Ted Ray. 128. Lobster Salad by Harold Warrender. 129. Mackerel Salad. 130. Lobster Salad by Joe Davis. 131. Prawn Salad. 132. Prawn Salad, brackets, served on individual plates, by Christopher Stone.
133. Prawn, cucumber and tomato salad. 134. Salad bowl with anchovies by William Boyd. 135. Salmon salad, brackets, fresh. 136. Salmon, brackets, smoked. 137. Salmon salad by Robert Beattie. Interestingly, it's a recipe for salmon and then a recipe for salad, which you serve separately. I say interestingly, that was a lie. 138. Salmon and cucumber, brackets, frozen. 139. Salmon salad, brackets, tinned, by Jack Halbert. 140. Salmon salad, brackets, tinned, by Van Johnson. This one's got crisps in it. Mmm. Good plan. 141. Salmon and shrimp salad, by Diana Lynn. We are halfway through 282 ways of making a salad. Back to salads. Made a commitment now. All 282. 281 is not enough. 283 is just filler. 142. Sardine salad. 143. Sardine and tomato. 144. Shrimp and cheese salad, by Stanley Holloway. 145. Shrimp and cucumber salad. 146. Shrimp hors d'oeuvre. 147. Sardine and potato salad. 148. Shrimp potato salad. 149. White fish salad, by Walter Cartmell. 150. White fish salad. 151. White fish salad. 152. White fish salad, by Geraldo. To his, you may add peas. Fruit salads. 153. Apples. 154. Apple and celery salad. 155. Apples and walnuts. 156. Cooked apples. 157. Apple, raisin and nut. 158. Banana and date. 159. Apricot. 160. Banana and grapefruit, by Charlie Chester. 161. Banana and fruit mould, by Cicely Courtneige. 162. Banana and nut. 163. Banana and mixed fruit, by Donald Piers. 164. Banana and raspberry salad, by Lois Collier. 165. Banana and nut. 166. Berries. 167. Cantaloupes. 168. Stanley Black's Blackberry Fruit Mould, by Stanley Black. Gelatine. Actually, I've probably not informed you about a lot of the gelatine, because it's a lot of gelatine. 169. Tropical Cantaloupe Salad, by Dorothy Lamour. 170. Cherry Salad. 171. Frozen Cherry Mould. 172. Fruit and Jelly Mould, by Sheila Sim and Richard Attenborough. 173. Grapes, Cheese and Nuts. 174. Grapes, Cherries and Raspberries. 175. Grapefruit and Oranges. 176. Jellied Walnut Apple Salad, by Lionel Barrymore. 177. Melons, by Frank Sinatra. 178. Melon Surprise, by Kay Cavendish. Is the surprise that Frank Sinatra just did a melon recipe? 179. Mixed Fruit Salad. 180. Mixed Fruit and Jelly, brackets, Big Hearted Arthur Salad, by Arthur Askey. 181. Mixed Fruit Salad, by Veronica Lake. 182. Mixed Fruit Salad. 183. Mixed Fruit Salad, by Joy Nichols. 184. Mixed Fruit Salad, by Gord Hulbert. 185. Orange Salad, by Stroob. 186. Oranges. 187. Orange and Mint Salad. 188. Peaches, by Daphne Padell. 189. Peach Salad, brackets, jellied, by Dulcie Gray and Michael Dennison. 190. Pears. 191. Peach and Sour Milk Cheese Salad, by Peggy Cummins. 190. Pear, Ginger and Nut, by Bud Flanagan. 193. Pear, Nectarine and Apple. 194. Pear and Grape Salad, by Billy DeWolf. 195, shimmering pear and grape salad.
Up yours, Billy DeWolf, with your matte salad.
196, a Persian salad, by John McCullum. 197, pineapple and sour milk cheese. 198, red currant and raspberry mold, gelatine. 199, raspberry salad. 200, strawberries,
with French dressing.
201, strawberry and cantaloupe salad. 202, strawberry and peach salad, by Lauren Bacall. 203, strawberry, raspberry and melon salad. 204, sunset salad, by Jesse Matthews. Here ends the fruit salad chapter, and a lot of them contain lettuce or olives, in case you're thinking these are dessert salads. I mean, I suppose they're what you make of it. Why not a lettuce dessert, huh? Why not? Macaroni salads chapter. Although there are only two of them, so I don't really think they warranted their own chapter. 205. Macaroni salad, by Barry Fitzgerald. Yes, it's in gelatine. How did you know? 206. Macaroni walnut salad, by Victor Mature. Meat and poultry salads. Just to remind you, you may substitute chicken with fish. Or tender white rabbit meat. 207. Beef salad. 208. Calf's head salad. 209. Chicken salad. 210. Chicken salad. See also tomato stuffed with chicken salad. That's by Richard Widmark. 211. Chicken salad, by Enid Trevor. 212. Chicken salad, by Judy Garland. 213. Chicken salad, brackets frozen. And also gelatini. 214. Chicken and apple, by Richard Dimbleby. 215. Chicken in aspic. 216. Chicken and ham in aspic. 217. Chicken, ham or tongue or combination with stuffed tomatoes. 218. Chicken and ham salad, by Ambrose. 219. Chicken and mushroom salad, by Bing Crosby. 220. Highland fling, brackets chicken, by Jock Gaffron. Garnish with marigold petals. 221. Chicken, ham and tongue, by Linda Darnell. 222. Chicken and pineapple salad, by Carol Gibbons. 223. Corned beef and vegetable salad. 224. Cold duck, peas and potatoes. 225. Ham salad. 226. Goose. 227. Ham and egg salad, by Michael Wilding. 228. Ham mousse. Creamy gelatine. 229. Ham salad. See also tomato stuffed with ham salad, by John Mills. Did they collaborate on the tomato stuff recipe, or was that editorial choice later? To be honest, I think you could stuff quite a lot of these salads into a tomato if you so wished. 230. Lamb salad. 231. Pork tenderloin salad. 232. Pork salad. 223. Rabbit meat salad a la Harvey, in inverted commas. P.S. I've not dared tell Harvey we're proposing to chop his relations into small pieces. Ugh. By Sid Field. 234. Sweetbread salad. Refer to any cookery book for method of blanching and cooking sweetbreads. Why not this book? 235. Tomatoes stuffed with chicken salad. 236. Tongue salad. 237. Tomatoes stuffed with ham salad. That's the payoff from the setup earlier. 238. Tongue and vegetable salad. 239. Turkey and chestnut salad, by Betty Hutton. 240. Tongue and ham in aspic. 241. Tongue and vegetable salad, by John Lund. 242. Veal salad. 243. Veal mousse, by Joan Crawford. New chapter, some special salads. Oh, not like those humdrum salads we had before. 244. Aspic of Roquefort, by Noel Langley. Gelatine. 245. Oyster salad, by George Allison. 246. Salmon and cucumber, frozen, by Joan Caulfield. 247. Salmon in tomato aspic. 248. Shimmering apricot mold.
249, checkered grape mold. There's some fancy molds in these special salads, to be fair. 250, stuffed brandied pears or any whole bottled fruit, by Dolores Gray. A wonderfully piquant salad to serve with fowl, particularly with roast turkey, which always tends to be too dry. 251, frozen fruit and cheese, by Anne Sheridan. 252, fruit salad. Seems to be fruit in a bechamel sauce with mayonnaise. 253, fruit salad mold for Christmas. 254, fruit salad platter. 255, shimmering strawberry, raspberry, grapefruit and jelly mold, by Anne Ziegler and Webster Booth. 256, frozen peach, pineapple and raspberry mold, by Norman Hartnell. 257, pears with strawberries or cherries. 258, artichoke salad. 259, frozen tomato salad, by David Langdon. 260, tomato salad, by Yvonne Arno. P.S. Have you ever tried plums with the same seasoning as the tomatoes? Excellent with meat dish. So that's plums with mustard and tarragon vinegar and parsley. Let me know how it is. 261. Tomato with olives. Brackets. Frozen. By Betty Grable. 262. Asparagus with tongue and cheese. By Humphrey Bogart. 263. Crouton salad. 264, Damascus green salad for a large party. This one does look really good. By Googie Withers. Wanna try your salad, Googie Withers? Oh, wait, no, you've garnished it with chopped egg yolk to imitate pollen. This book is of the era where grated egg was used as a garnish, much more than it is at the moment, I think. 265, chicken and grape salad. 266, chicken liver salad, by Leslie Henson. 267, chicken and pineapple salad, by Mary Pickford. 268, vegetable aspic. 269, chicken and pineapple aspic. 270, chicken special salad for Easter, brackets frozen. 271, molded chicken jelly. 272, mutton salad, same as lamb salad, number 275. Oh, spoilers. 273, duck salad with port or claret dressing, by Vivian Holland, member of the Council for the Wine and Food Society. No one else got an introduction. 274, ham in aspic. 275, lamb salad. 276, oriental salad. Not a word I would use. Also, the ingredients are one fresh cabbage lettuce, one fresh juicy pear, not too ripe, two bananas, not overripe, half a pound of muscatel grapes, one large orange, small jug of fresh cream, a little salad dressing to taste, and salad plates aren't required. So, I don't know what kind of geographical influences that is supposed to be. It does say to cut out the pips of banana. Much nicer and less indigestible this way. 277. Duck and orange salad. Potato salad to be served separately. Dressing to be served separately. Right, Anona win. 278. Sun Valley salad. 279. Californian cob salad, by Joe E. Brown. 280. Sweet and sour salad, which is cabbage, optional sultanas, and a dressing of bacon grease. 281. Chinese salad, by Lei On. 282. Continental Salad, by Eric Barker. That was 282 Ways of Making a Salad. The Illusionist is an independent podcast kept afloat in these worrying times for podcasters like me by generous listeners like you at patreon.com/illusionist, where, as well as funding the show, you get such things as behind-the-scenes information about each episode, discounts on tickets to the live shows, bespoke alums, etc. But all of you get this. Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is... tribometer, noun, an instrument for measuring friction in sliding. Try using tribometer in an email today.
The Allusionist's ad partner is Multitude, so thanks very much to them. And if you want to sponsor an episode of the show, contact them at multitude.productions/ads. The Tranquil Allusionist original music was all composed by Martin Austwick. Find his songs at palebirdmusic.com and listen to his podcasts, Neutrino Watch and Song by Song. We'll also be performing together at the London Podcast Festival. Get your tickets via theallusionist.org/events. Find our Allusionist show on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And you can hear or read all of the tranquil and less tranquil episodes, although none of them are deliberately distressing, I hope. You can see all of the dictionary entries for the randomly selected words and browse a lexicon of every word discussed on the podcast at the show's forever home, theallusionist.org.